Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it is Amazon deadline day. Cities that want to win the company's second headquarters have until the stroke of midnight to submit their bids. The prize is 50,000 high-paying jobs, and cities around the country are falling all over themselves to get them. Leaders in Stonecrest, Georgia, say they'll rename their city Amazon if they win. New York is proposing four neighborhoods, including Lower Manhattan and Long Island City in Queens. New Hampshire is pitching itself as close to Boston, but with less traffic and no income tax. Detroit says it'll offer access to a talent pool in southern Ontario. And Tucson, Arizona tried to send a 21-foot cactus to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. He turned it down. Let's hear now from two cities that are considered top contenders, starting with Austin, Texas. Here's KUT's Jimmy Moss.
Just about every city wants to win this competition, Austin, of course, included. Mike Berman is a senior vice president at the Austin Chamber of Commerce.
We formally submitted the Austin region bid for Amazon HQ2.
So what does Amazon want in its applicants? The company would like a large city that can provide an educated growing workforce, a strong economy, and space to build a campus. There have been numerous analyses determining lead cities in this hunt, from Moody's Analytics to the New York Times. Many of the usual suspects have topped those lists, from New York to Los Angeles, Denver to, yes, Austin. Coincidentally, both Denver and Austin officially submitted their bids Wednesday. Now that it's done,
they left it vague in terms of saying that it was 2018. So they said they would make an announcement in 2018, but that's as much as they provided.
So Austin waits, along with dozens and dozens of other metropolitan areas. For Here and Now, I'm Jimmy Moss in Austin.
Well, as we heard, Austin would have to be Denver, so let's go there with Ben Marcus from Colorado Public Radio.
There's always been competition in economic development, but this is different.
It's very unusual for these things to happen as publicly as they have happened. Most of the time in economic development, the companies require secrecy and maintain secrecy throughout.
That's J.J. Ament, the guy who's helping to coordinate Colorado's bid for the headquarters, working together with state and local governments. He runs the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation. Cities have not been shy about wanting Amazon, but the details of the bid are confidential. Ament says that the Denver area does have everything that Amazon wants: educated workers, good public transportation, high quality of life. Ever since the New York Times anointed Denver as the front runner for Amazon's second headquarters, excitement has been at a fever pitch. This is the kind of economic development deal that guys like Ament tell their grandkids about.
I don't see negatives for Amazon coming here, but I do see it helping us focus everyone's attention on the infrastructure that we need, the infrastructure needs that we have as a community.
Roads, housing, schools are already strained, even without 50,000 additional high-paid workers. But J.J. Ament says slow down. All these jobs would not come at once.
This is not a relocation. This is the introduction of a second headquarters. So it's not going to be a mass movement from one community to another.
Amazon says its second headquarters could take more than a decade to house all 50,000 employees. But once all the employees are in place and they're spending money in the community, going out to restaurants and shopping, they'll likely create another 25,000 jobs. If the headquarters ends up here, Martin Shields, an economist with CSU, says Amazon would eventually be responsible for nearly an entire year's worth of job creation in Colorado.
It's just an unbelievable scale in terms of economic development.
But who will actually fill those jobs is an open question. Colorado has the second lowest unemployment rate in the country, 2.4%. And so companies are already importing a lot of workers.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, anyone that can and wants to work in Colorado has a job right now. And so the way that you capture employees is either have them move in from elsewhere or take them from other businesses.
Amazon is notorious for paying high wages to attract talent. And some local tech companies grumble privately about having to compete with the giant online retailer for workers. Martin Shields, the CSU economist, says Amazon alone could end up lifting the state's average wages, which have been slow to rise following the recession.
There's benefits of more jobs, of higher wages. Those are a bigger tax base, all things that people want. But then there's a cost to that. We bring more people in. We demand more public services. We put upward pressure on housing prices. We potentially gentrify neighborhoods. There's no free lunch in this.
Metro Denver home prices have risen 60% in less than a decade, and builders aren't even close to building enough new homes for the current population growth. Still, Governor John Hickenlooper, the state's chief economic development cheerleader, says closing the borders to big companies is not the answer. 30 years ago, he lost his job as an oil and gas geologist in Denver. The economy and his prospects here were bleak. Many people just left.
If we're going to grow, and again, if you say you don't want to grow, boy, it's hard to restart it. Once your growth stops and you say, well, we're going to take a break for a few years, you don't just turn it on like a faucet.
In that context, economic development leaders say the prospect of landing a second Amazon headquarters here may turn out to be a good problem. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus.